You know what's wild? They laughed at first, they really did. When you started talking about your dreams, when you dared to speak out loud the vision God put in your heart, they thought it was a joke. You grew up in humble beginnings, and maybe you didn't have all the resources, the connections, the polished background that people tend to respect. But that didn't stop you from dreaming. It didn't stop you from believing. And baby, they laughed. They rolled their eyes, whispered behind your back, said you were doing too much, reaching too high, dreaming too big. But what they didn't understand was that your dreams weren't just fantasies. They were assignments. They didn't come from ego, they came from heaven. The Most High whispered those ideas into your soul long before anyone gave you permission to believe them. You weren't chasing clout, you were chasing purpose. And God doesn't require a perfect background to bring a divine vision to life. In fact, He often chooses the overlooked, the underestimated, the ones they laughed at. Because that's who He can get the most glory through. They saw your start and assumed they knew your finish. They based their opinions on your past, not realizing how committed God was to your future. They didn't see the oil on your life. They didn't see the nights you cried in secret. They didn't see the discipline, the fasting, the hours spent in prayer, the way you kept showing up even when it looked like nothing was working. You weren't moving off hype. You were being led by divine instruction. And now? The tables have turned. The ones who laughed are watching from a distance, stunned by the way you've grown, elevated, transformed. They can't understand how you got here. But you know, it was God. It was grace. It was the hand of heaven on your life, and you didn't even have to clap back or prove a thing. All you had to do was keep building, keep trusting, keep showing up. And now the very thing they mocked is the thing they admire. Let them laugh, let them talk. You just keep walking in your calling. Because when heaven has spoken over your life, no man's opinion can override it. There was a season, don't forget it, where they had more than you. More money, more visibility, more opportunity. They had connections you didn't. They had access you couldn't even imagine. And baby, they let you know it. They kept laughing, kept poking, kept throwing shade every time you tried to speak on where you were headed. To them, you looked like a nobody trying to talk like a somebody. And because you didn't have the outward evidence to back up what God whispered in your spirit, they assumed you were delusional. What they didn't understand is this. You weren't without value. You were just in a pruning season. God was stripping things away. Not because He was punishing you, but because He was preparing you. Preparing you to carry more. Preparing you to handle elevation without ego. Preparing you to steward influence with integrity. While they were showing off, God had you in the shadows, developing character, deepening your roots, growing you in places no one could see. Yes, they had more. But they didn't have what you had. They didn't have the oil. They didn't have the anointing. They didn't have the secret place relationship with the Most High. You had to depend on faith when they were leaning on status. You had to call on God when they were calling on favors. You had to walk by vision while they were cruising by sight. And now? Now the tides are shifting. You can feel it. The same ones who laughed are now quiet. The same ones who pitied you are now watching you rise. But here's the beautiful part. You're not rising in pride. You're rising in peace. You don't need to boast or flex. Your life is doing the talking now. The harvest is exposing the seed you've been planting in silence for years. So let them talk about how you had nothing. Let them remember the season they thought you were beneath them. Because what they didn't know is God was storing up a table in the presence of every one of them. And when it's time, He'll sit you at it. Not because you begged, not because you forced your way in, but because you stayed faithful when nobody was watching. You had nothing, but you had God. And baby, that was always more than enough. You know what's wild? Some of them really thought their words could trap you. They were saying things to you not out of concern, not out of love, but out of fear. Fear that you'd grow, fear that you'd outshine the version of you they were comfortable controlling. So they tried to clip your wings with subtle jabs, passive-aggressive advice, and fake support disguised as keeping it real. But let me tell you something, baby. Those words didn't stop a thing. They wanted you to stay stuck. To doubt yourself, to lower your standards, to keep circling the same patterns with the same tired people. They were comfortable when you were confused, silent when you were struggling, and surprisingly loud when you began to dream bigger. Why? Because your growth made them uncomfortable. Your healing exposed their stagnation. And your faith. Your faith threatened everything they believed about what's possible. But here's the shift. They're crying today. Oh yes. They're sitting back now with jaws clenched, headaches pounding, and spirits restless. Why? Because everything they said you'd never do, you're doing. Everything they said was too big for you. God handed it to you. They're watching you rise, and no amount of shade they try to throw can stop this level of glow. They messed around and underestimated someone who walks with God. See, what they didn't know is that you weren't trying to prove anything. You weren't out to show them. You were simply out to be obedient. You kept your head down, your heart open, and your faith alive. You didn't retaliate. You didn't match their energy. You just kept showing up. For yourself, for your calling, for your healing. And that consistency, it's paying off. So let them gnash their teeth. Let them toss and turn trying to figure out how you made it when you were counted out. Let them sit with the reality that nothing they said, did, or prayed against you could block what God has ordained. You didn't stay where they tried to keep you. You rose. You evolved. You're living proof that divine obedience will always outlast petty opposition. And baby, this is just the beginning. It's a hard truth to swallow, but some of the very people who stood the closest to you, family, friends, people you broke bread with, they were secretly hoping you'd never make it. They smiled in your face, clapped at your little wins, even prayed with you in public. But deep in their spirit, they were wishing you the worst. And not because you did anything to them, but because you dared to want more than they ever thought was possible for someone like you. You see, you ended up being more than what they expected. They had you boxed into a version of yourself that no longer fits. They saw you through the lens of your struggle, your past, your family history, or your old mistakes, and they never thought you'd rise from that. But you did, not because of their help, not even in spite of them, but because God had already written more for you before they even learned your name. And now it's uncomfortable for them to witness. Not because you're flashy or loud about your growth, but because you've become undeniable. Your consistency, your peace, your faith, your glow. It speaks volumes without you having to say a word. You don't argue. You don't explain. You just keep becoming. And that quiet evolution, that unsettles people who never did the work on themselves. It's one thing for strangers to doubt you. But when the betrayal comes from people you once trusted with your pain, that hits different. Still, you held your peace. You didn't clap back. You didn't try to convince them to see your worth. You let God do the revealing while you focused on the healing. And baby, didn't he do it? Now they're sitting in silence, watching you walk into the very blessings they said you'd never have. And it stings. Not because you're doing too much, but because they never believed you could do anything at all. But guess what? That disbelief never stopped God's plan. It only delayed their opportunity to celebrate with you. You became more, and the ones who hoped you wouldn't are just now realizing they never had the power to decide what you were capable of becoming. Only God did, and God said, more.